Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, once again, we see Microsoft in the news, this time for something called a stealth update. What's that all about?
Well, Microsoft has Windows updates and automatic updates, and people are pretty familiar with that. And what happened was on September 13th, actually, Scott Dunn at WindowsSecrets.com reported that Microsoft had begun patching files on XP and Vista without the user's knowledge, even when the users had turned off auto-updates. So, and this is very, very close to the line on what's legal, probably. And I'm not an attorney, but it certainly approaches how malicious software installs itself. It's one thing when you give consent to update your PC, but it virtually... unwanted programs as detected by antivirus products when something installs silently without your consent and, in fact, when you've explicitly said don't do it.
Well, and that was a question I had, because don't most antivirus companies do the same thing? I mean, provide automatic updates?
Yes, and the issue isn't with automatic updates. If my antivirus product gives me an option to update the product automatically or prompt me and let me decide, that's fine. But if I say prompt me and let me decide and it goes ahead and updates it anyway, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Microsoft did, was even though people said don't update it, Microsoft updated it anyway. And that, I believe, constitutes unauthorized access to the PC.
What are the dangers of that? Are there specific dangers, or is it just a matter of violating personal rights?
Well, it's not only violating personal rights, but there's always a problem or possibility that an update is going to have a compatibility issue with other software.
Oh.
And a user should have the right, and especially a corporate user when they've got 20 or 30,000 PCs to look out for, they should have the right to test updates to ensure compatibility.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense. And that seems like it makes sense even for the small business owner. Probably not as big a concern for the consumer, although, again, if that was the beginning of, you know, other kinds of automatic updates you hadn't asked for, that seems like that would be a problem, especially, as you mentioned, most AV companies will at least ask you if you want an automatic update or if you want information sent back to corporations' headquarters for their analysis. You at least to get a chance to opt in.
Even for a small business and a consumer, it is pretty important, because if you know that an update just took place and you notice that things are going haywire on your computer, then you've got a pretty good starting point. But if you don't even know that something got updated, it looks like an intermittent or a bizarre thing, or maybe you installed other software and you're going to be, you know, barking up the wrong tree.
Well, that's certainly something that hopefully people are watching. I know Microsoft's response was that they weren't going to be doing that unless you had actually authorized it, and so that evidently they've stopped that practice.
Well, we've heard that from Microsoft before. Back several months ago, if not over a year ago, with the Windows Genuine Advantage program, they pushed out WGA as a critical update, which it really isn't. In fact, I've never talked to a single user that wanted WGA, so I think if the whole industry had more spine, we'd all be calling it potentially unwanted software. But it was a beta product. It wasn't a critical update, and Microsoft pushed that out. And at that point, they had a similar response saying, you know, we may need to be more transparent. I can't believe that this latest one was a mistake. I think that Microsoft probably had people that knew what they were doing and had already worked with PR to have a response ready when they got caught.
Why in the world would they do that?
There are a lot of really smart people at Microsoft, and some of them think that they know what's best for everyone or are going to get things done the best way by choosing their method and forget about the fact that people have self-determination sometimes. And it's certainly not the majority of employees at Microsoft that would do this or even condone it, but you just get the wrong thoughtless individual in the wrong position, and bad stuff like this happens.
Wow, that's, I would, what do I do? I mean, if I feel offended by this, or if our listeners are offended by this, is there an appropriate response, a way to reach Microsoft with this information?
I'm sure Microsoft has a feedback link on their website. And actually, I do believe Microsoft listens to that feedback. The question is if it's going to get to the people making the bad decisions. But, I mean, it isn't ignored. So that's one response. Other people would say that the proper response is to use Linux or buy a Mac. And I'm sure that stuff like this is going to hurt Microsoft's business.
Mm-hmm. Well, if our listeners would like to respond to you and maybe have you pass that along to Microsoft, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
That's great, Randy. Thanks very much for your comments today. And this has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.